This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. They call it the Black Hat Conference, a meeting held every year to talk about cybersecurity. These days, corporations and governments are worried, really worried, because cyber attacks are growing by the day. And as Nate Plutzik reports, the bad guys are getting smarter and more ambitious.
Jeff Moss is a renowned security expert. He founded the Black Hat Conferences with hopes of bringing together experts to combat the growing threat of malicious hackers.
We're looking into the future. What are the security researchers and hackers doing today? Why are they doing it today? And where is that leading?
Hacking is taking apart electronics to understand how they work. Malicious hackers can use their skills to digitally steal a person's identity or private information. Mike Bailey is a security expert at Foreground Security. He gave a presentation on hacks he found in several social media websites.
Some of the sites that I found these kinds of things on include Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo, Gmail, PayPal, Apple, Microsoft. The list goes on and on. And I mean, these aren't small websites. Frankly, these people have good security teams.
Bailey says that many of these attacks are not difficult to do. For example, a software glitch he found on Facebook could allow a malicious hacker to take over your profile and pretend to be you.
It just required them viewing my webpage, and it would compromise their Facebook account. In this case, it read out the contents of their inbox and sent them to my server. Honestly, I could do anything. I mean, anything you can do with your web browser to Facebook, I could do through you.
Moss says the problem is that often these findings are ignored by corporate or government officials who don't want to hear bad news. They ask,
why couldn't you have just told us about the problem? It's like, well, we did, but you didn't believe us. That's a problem with corporate America. That's a problem with the government.
Andy Freed worked as a federal agent for 26 years. He thinks law enforcement has been largely ineffective at solving the crisis.
My analogy was always that I felt like a sheriff on a horseback trying to catch speeding Ferraris. We know what they're doing, we just can't get there fast enough. So realizing that what works well if all the criminals were in the U.S. doing things to U.S. citizens doesn't work so well when the criminals are from Eastern Europe attacking U.S. citizens.
Jeff Moss says cyber attacks are becoming much more sophisticated.
The bad guys now have a budget. They've got a staff. They've got a mission statement. This is a business to them. And they'll send people to schools. They'll send them to training. They treat this as a business.
Freed and others first started to attend Black Hat to meet helpful hackers who could give them insight into these increasingly complex cyber attacks.
You know, as a law enforcement officer, I wanted to meet people so that when I needed help, I had somebody to reach out to. I mean, there are some hardened bad people out there that we need to be targeting.
Moss hopes Black Hat conferences will provide a place for helpful hackers and security experts to get together to stop these threats, but he isn't sure that the problem will go away.
We don't ever really kill the old problems. What happens is things are moving so quick on the internet. Things are getting updated. New things are coming out. We tend to just sort of tamp down the fire and move on to the next thing. The world is creating technologies faster than we can secure them, faster than we can even comprehend how they're going to be used.
Black Hat conferences are spreading around the world. Later this year, they'll be held in Barcelona, Abu Dhabi, and Las Vegas. Moss hopes the conferences will help security posses catch up with the fast-moving hackers. For NPR News, I'm Nate Plutzik.